Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. New Delhi conveys a deep concern to Tehran over shooting incident involving two Indian flagships in Strait of Hormuz. Iran again closes Strait of Hormuz in response to US blockade on Iranian shipping and ports. US grants month-long sanctions waiver on purchase of Russian oil amid West Asia conflict. Australia and Japan signed $7 billion deal for supply of warships to Canberra. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets. Another match underway between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Chennai Super Kings. India has expressed a deep concern at the shooting incident involving two Indian flagged ships in the Strait of Hormuz earlier today. Ministry of External Affairs called in Ambassador of Iran to India, Dr. Mohammad Fathali, for meeting with Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi this evening. During the meeting, Mr. Misri conveyed India's deep concern at shooting incident involving two Indian flagged ships. He noted the importance that India attached to the safety of merchant ships, shipping and mariners, and recalled that Iran had earlier facilitated the safe passage of several ships bound for India. Reiterating his concern at the serious incident of firing on merchant ships, the Foreign Secretary urged the Iranian ambassador to convey India's view to the authorities in Iran and resume at the earliest the process of facilitating India-bound ships across the strait. The ministry said the ambassador of Iran undertook to convey these views to the Iranian authorities. Iran has announced that the Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed once again in response to a US blockade on Iranian shipping and ports. Iran's Joint Military Command today said that control of the Strait of Hormuz has returned to its previous state under strict management and control of the armed forces. It warned that it would continue to block transit through the strait as long as the US blockade of Iranian ports remained in effect.
Iran added that Tehran would monitor vessel movements, issue transit certificates, and impose tolls. It stated that it considers the US naval blockade a violation of the ceasefire and there would be no reopening of the Strait of Hormuz until it is lifted. On the other hand, the US Central Command has stated that American forces are enforcing a naval blockade of Iranian ports, adding that 23 vessels have complied with their orders to turn around. In a separate development, the British military reported that two gunboats from Iran's Revolutionary Guard fired at a tanker passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has said it is reviewing new proposals reportedly put forward by the United States. According to Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Pakistan's Army Chief Asim Munir acted as an intermediary and delivered that proposal during a recent visit to Tehran. The council said Iran is yet to respond, but further talks would require the US to abandon excessive demands and adjust its request to the realities on the ground. Aman Yadav for World News.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump said talks with Iran are progressing well. He made the remarks during a White House event on Saturday where he said that Iran can't blackmail us.
They have no Navy, they have no Air Force, they have no leaders, they have no nothing. Actually, their leaders are, it is regime change. You call that enforced regime change. But we're talking to them. They wanted to close up the strait again, as they've been doing for years, and they can't blackmail us.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has reviewed the ongoing situation in West Asia and assessed India's preparedness during an informal meeting of a group of ministers in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Minister of Chemicals and Fertilizers J.P. Nadda, Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri, Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal and the other union ministers. During the meeting, the defence minister described the situation in West Asia as uncertain and volatile and said India must be ready for both de-escalation and any possible escalation. One key decision highlighted was the approval of the Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool. This scheme aims to ensure that Indian ships and cargo continue to receive affordable insurance even when passing through risky sea routes. The move is expected to support India's import and export activities during global uncertainty. The ministers were informed that India has sufficient fuel stocks despite global supply challenges. The country currently has over 60 days' supply of crude oil, petrol, diesel and aviation fuel. Stocks of LNG can last about 50 days, while LPG reserves are sufficient for around 40 days. To reduce dependence on the Strait of Hormuz, India has diversified its energy imports by sourcing oil and gas from countries such as the United States, Australia, and regions in Latin America. Supplies for April and May have already been secured. The United States has extended by a month a waiver from sanctions to allow countries to buy petroleum products from Russia, days after it ruled out renewal of this special measure. According to an order issued by the U.S. Department of the Treasury yesterday, the waiver now permits sanctions involving Russian oil shipments that were already at sea on or before 17th April through May 16. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Australia and Japan have signed a landmark $7 billion deal to supply warships to Australia. Australian Defence Minister Richard Marley said the agreement highlights both nations' commitment to successfully delivering the vessels. The deal reflects Japan's shift away from its post-war pacifist stance as it strengthens security partnerships beyond its alliance with the United States, partly in response to China's growing influence. Under the agreement, Japan will supply the Royal Australian Navy with three upgraded Mogami-class multi-role frigates to be built in Japan starting in 2029. An additional eight frigates will be constructed in Australia. Australia intends to deploy these ships across the Indian and Pacific Oceans, the regions where China's military presence has been expanding. A civilian was killed and dozens were injured in overnight Russian attacks across Ukraine. The fatality occurred in Mykolaivka in the eastern Donetsk region. At least 26 others were injured in attacks across northern and eastern parts of the country, including a strike targeting port infrastructure in Odessa. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched 219 drones overnight and 190 of these were intercepted. Meanwhile, Ukrainian drones struck industrial area in the Russian cities of Novokuivishesk and Sirzan, both located in the Samara region. In Balochistan, the five civilians were killed in extrajudicial actions where four others were forcibly disappeared by Pakistani forces. According to the Baloch Yakjehti Committee, the body of 17-year-old student Hatim Baloch was recovered nearly 11 days after he was allegedly taken by Pakistan's frontier corps in the Panjgur district. Expressing grave concern over the human rights abuses across Balochistan, the rights body said the killing of Baloch has assumed a brutally systematic form of Baloch genocide. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that a French soldier was killed and three others injured in an attack targeting UNIT peacekeepers in southern Lebanon. In a statement shared on social media, Macron said that France is demanding Lebanese authorities to immediately arrest these responsible and uphold their obligations alongside the United States Central Force in Lebanon. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 195, Chennai Super Kings were 110 for 3 in 9.5 overs against Sunrisers Hyderabad at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad, where reports last came in. Put into bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 194-9 in their stipulated 20 overs. Earlier today, Delhi Capitals defeated Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets in a league match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bangalore. Chasing the target of 176 runs, Delhi scored 179 runs, losing 6 wickets with one ball to go. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi conveys deep concern to Tehran over shooting incident involving two Indian flagged ships in Strait of Hormuz. Iran again closes Strait of Hormuz in response to US blockade on Iranian shipping and ports. US grants month-long sanctions waiver on purchase of Russian oil amid West Asia conflict. Australia and Japan signed $7 billion deal for supply of warships to Canberra. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets. Another match underway between Sunrisers Hyderabad and Chennai Super Kings. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.